Koyek Mimun Olta, Moistin Olav Ol Malchus Valdechais. So, they in place upon him, the Olav Malchus Valdechais. So we have a relationship, a two-way street here, that a person goes to one extreme or the other. If you're Makabal of Olta, so you're Potter from Ol Malchus and Valdechais. If you're Poyek Olta, then you have put upon you all malchus of their heads. On the level, pshat level, in the beginning, there's a concept of schar onish that would sound really good. That's the Mishnah. There seems to be a concept of schar onish here. That the schar of a person is a kabbal of altar, that it enables a anhoga, a reward, special reward, that he's removed from him things that would be standard. In other words, we don't have the standard case in the Mishnah. It's one or the other. A person, we have the two extremes. A person, where it says a standard Ol Malchus Ol Torah, a person who is Makabal of Ol Torah, as a standard Ol Derechet Ol Malchus, a person Makabal of Ol Torah, so Schorei, is that they remove from him, they lighten him, totally remove the all of their heads and all malchus, and opposed him and also that we'll see clearly in Beninu that there's a special emplacement, there's a special Oish that he's brought into the all their heads and the all malchus. It's possible in this reading of the Mishnah that we would have to understand that there's an assumed third case that the Mishnah is not clarifying for us. If a person is neither Makabal of Altair nor Perigman of Altair, he's a standard fellow. He doesn't have this special Maila called Makabal of Altair, but he's not over the special Aveya of being Perigman of Altair. He's Mekayim in a Yetzis Zayin way, in a way that he's, he's not Perigman at all. But he hasn't attained the level called Makabal of all, so then he would have the standard effect of having Kiderech Kol HaOilam. In Pshat, this is a possibility, the Echonami. The reason why the Mishnah is not talking about that is because there's no Kiddush in that. So if a person lives a standard life, doesn't do anything special in the positive and the negative. So the schar onish is that nothing special happens in the positive and the negative. There's nothing that has to be discussed. The Mishnah is only talking about the two special mechudish cases. That if a person uplifts himself and he attains a special madriga called Makabal of Altar, he attains special privileges in this world. He's given special opportunities, special rights, special situation, that they remove from him the standard responsibilities of all malchus and all their heads. And if a person negatively removes from himself the base responsibilities for all Torah, right, not just that he, so then he has an Oynish. He has an Oynish that more than just the standard responsibility, the standard situation, there's no Eastern of Ol Malchus of their heads. From the Ben Yonah's Pshat here in the Mishnah, it's clear that this is the way he learns it. It's the Pshat of Pshat of the Mishnah. And in this case, we need to understand two special cases. We understand a person can, in other words, there are three possibilities of how a person can relate to Ol Torah. A person can be standard, middle of the road, nothing special in either direction. And then there's a possibility of being what the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about, Makabal of Ol Torah, and that needs a definition. What does it mean? What do you have to do? What's the qualifications? Okay. And to understand what the result, so the special reward, and then there's a negative half. If a person is, not only was not Makabal of Ol, he doesn't have a special Kabbalah of Ol Torah, but he has a Prikis Ol. So then there's a special Unish involved. This would be seen from the beginning, especially from other Rishonim, to be the Poshup Shad in the Mishnah. So we need a Pshat then of what does it mean Makabal of, what are these two extremes? What's the special case of being Makabal? What's the special case of being Plague?
What does that mean by all? all my personal welfare.
Those are the, there's three valid questions. Right. What's Altair? What's Om Malchus? If we have that and all the words of connection to the Mishnah, then basically add them up, multiply by two or something, and you know how many questions we have. That's generally pretty standard. The people who have been in this year for a while, so you know, that's more or less the formula. You can figure it out. And those are the valid questions, correct? So we have to understand. What is Om Malchus? What does this mean? There's a lot of byproducts questions. In other words, a person's makabel of altar, does that mean that he's not involved at all derech eretz? What exactly does it mean with even all derech eretz? It means that he doesn't have any responsibilities in derech eretz. Which derech eretz are we talking about? You don't have to be a mensch anymore? Some people make that mistake. And, the Torah HaKadosh finds fit to teach us this lesson in the absolute mokon. Don't make that mistake by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu, first Moshe Rabbeinu, a special prayer. Moshe Rabbeinu was called into the Oyel Moed for the Dibur. The whole Mishkan was made so that Moshe Rabbeinu should call the Torah. This is his place. It was made for this. So, you know, he should just walk in. Is any bigger altar than then being Makabal the Dvar Hashem, to be Makabal the Tayyalim from the Dvar Hashem, and that's it. If he doesn't knock first, he doesn't get permission. So the Lashon of Chazal is Gefelach. Kol Dam Kol Hashem Beidas, which is an interesting language also, for describing the Chetz. Nevela to you, Amen. Nevela. Nevela is somebody call, I mean, if it wouldn't be Chazal, we would say it's a swear word. You call somebody a nevela. Okay? You have to, I don't know how dramatic we have to get over here, but you have to realize that you can't learn in the area of the nevela. You can't learn Torah. That's a mocking, a fkia, the possibility of Torah. Why is it? Chazal, they want to say, oh, it's terrible. So he picked up a dirty word. What does he mean by that? Why is Nevela Toivah mean that? What exactly is Nevela good for? So, yeah, Yeshua, the Nevela is good, you can throw it to the dogs. But this guy's not really for the dogs either. But the Poshup Shat of the Chazal is that a Nevela, the first thing that comes to mind when you think about a Nevela is the sirachon, smell. It goes beyond the daladamas of the thing. It has a El Teira Paras Nevela Teira Menu. Kiyudua, the most awful smell of the words in the world is a human carcass. And the nevela is an animal carcass. An animal is also a balchai, and therefore it means to be alive. But the difference between its idea of chiyus and it's alive and dead is a certain level. There's a difference, right? There's alive and there's dead. But it's not like human life and human death. It's a little different. So whenever there is the lack of life, so you have the seal home. But a human life and death is a whole different situation. The Torah wants to give us the description of what does it mean a person shemay de'acheres. Nevela te'vim, the seal home that you have in a nevela is only on the level comparable to a dead animal. But a person who has Torah and doesn't have de'acheres is a dead Torah. It's the most awful description that a person could think of. Dead animal, or we'll start with dead plant. Dead plant. We eat dead plants. We eat dead animals also. But you can everything go off the line. A dead human being, on top of that, over dead human being is dead too. If it didn't have their heads, so that's portion of this Dhamma, that the Dechetz of the Mishnah is no Avi, in the Chal. And we're talking about the Derech Eretz and the Hanhaga. So the other chat of Derech Eretz that you have in Chazal, Derech Eretz is the Chiyuvim of Yishu V'Olam, the Chiyuvim on an individual sense, the Chiyuvim of Panosa. Chiyuvim, a person has a responsibility. This may also be a chiddush, and it could be a chiddush that needs to be clarified also. Why do we have to work for Nosa? It's part of the Mishnah, it's something we have to deal with. So. Yeah, we shouldn't overemphasize it because it's before Shavuos. But we'll call it in a few words, the Echeretz. Parnosa, the way it's understood, I don't know which level to start at. We'll start with the Nevela level, right? The Nevela tells you the level of Parnosa is that Parnosa is the Tachos, and you live to work. This is an awful idea. It's very difficult to... it smells, of course, it's difficult to talk about it. It's prison, yeah. You live to work, and you work to live, and what's... where does it begin? Where does it end? Like, what's it all? It sounds to be like slave labor. So we have an evil master who puts into the world that we live to work and work to live, and it's an idea that's self-defeating, you know, it's a dead idea. And it has to be discussed, but the whole thing is disgusting, yeah. Actually, to make tachlis, it's a very difficult thing to deal with. But we'll assume that doesn't need to be discussed. Yeah. So there are those who start getting confused. I said, what is it? So, on the one hand, we have to know that it's a klala. It's pashut a klala. One of the Rishon's basic klala was b'zeir sepecha techolecha. And until then, Parnosa came quite nicely. You had these malachim that were so we were supposed to, and the Simon would say, yeah. He lived in Gan Eden. He still had work to do, both of the Shalom, but they had nothing to do with Parnosa, what we call Parnosa. From here itself, we see both sides of the fence. Number one, that the idea that in order to continue my existence, in order to be able to make it through the month, as they call it, I have to work. That's a klal. It shouldn't be that way. Rav Meir, the Mishnah, explained it in the most dramatic form. He said, you ever saw, he was always the animals there. You ever see them working for existence? He says, they were only created to serve me. Because Adam was the creation of the world, and they get the free ride. They don't have to work. So I, which the whole world, the purpose of the whole world is for me, I have to work for my existence. Why do I have to work for existence? So there's an assumption that it seems that there's no free rides. And if you're here, so just because you're here doesn't mean you have to get... You gotta get food because you're here. Okay. So you're here, so it's nice. You want to eat? Well, you gotta do something. So Amir explains that B'Yisoy, that's not right. B'Yisoy, the Rishon created us. The Rishon created us for a purpose. And, the famous model Coca-Cola company. Yeah. Everybody knows the Coca-Cola Marshall. You work for Coca-Cola, you get Coca-Cola clothes for free. You get a Coca-Cola truck for free, and the bottles, you don't pay for anything. You don't pay for the gas, anything. All the company, right? We work for the boss, so the boss pays the bill, and that's his salary. Okay? We didn't bring ourselves into the world of Rishon, I'm sent us here for a job. We're the tachos of the world, so. The shteitzach. I mean, the whole world was created to support us. And Eruchanami, Lufnechet, that's where it was. But, we see two things. Number one is that he had full panosa on Rishon Kanyim Echet, but he still had work. Lo'ab Do'il L'Shomah. There was an idea of Lo'ab Do'il L'Shomah, Fadai, that it was fitting according to his majority, according to what was going after the Shalom Gan Eden. It was a Gan Eden of the Shalom. On whatever level you want to understand it. Or the whole thing, it was the Yisrael of Aveda. The Zeus of Pecha form of Panasa is a part of Chet, and it's a Klav. And it's generally not a good idea for a person to ask for an extra portion of a Klav. It's just not a good idea. Okay? If we deal with Klavas, so then, like, we accept the minimum and we go right, you know, it's not good.
Give me another piece.
I want some more. Right? And you got to check what it is that you're looking for. Right? I got a big what? You got a big piece of clover. That's not so good idea. I highly suggest that. That's the negative side of things. There is a positive side of things, which we're going to have to see. That is doubly confusing. Number one is that you have to sort it out from a klal, from the positive side. And number two, which is the subject of the Mishnah, you can have a choice how you want to do it. There are different levels. And you can choose. And the Rosh Hashanah way to the Lech Malichanis. You have to, everybody has to have an O. There's a Avodah to be done. The person was created in the world for a purpose. We're going to have to get now right away into the sugya of all, find out what that's all about. But the whole thing, there is an idea that purpose has to. But the purpose is not, is slave labor. The purpose is not, is because we're always only going to have to eat. Be karom, I'm talking now, b'shirish. In a chanami, it's very possible that nowadays, in a certain situation, the person doesn't put in his panasa hours, he's not going to finish them off. It could be that nowadays, after all the lakwalas and after all the bidiyavits, that could be, the equation could be correct. That you're not a shual, like Rumiya says. And if you don't do your responsibilities, you just might not have what to eat. That doesn't necessarily work. But be calm, it should work. There is a kolam, there is a pecha pecha pecha. The law of the Lashonwa also, which was lachat chile, something that should be, something that's positive, still exists, but it can take on different forms. Obviously, the Ganesian form, you have to be a Ganesian form. I don't know if anybody's still in Ganesian very nice, but if you're not, so from the regular guys, so then you'll have to be mekangos of the Shona in regular down-to-earth terms, and then it's not so easy, you know, the Shona. So you have to be yoy to the klola, you have to be kind the tachlis, the law to the shama. And now the Mishnah comes and teaches us that there are three basic forms of how this can be done. Let's go to the Seder of the Mishnah. Right? We'll take it one word at a time, we'll do the best we can. The first, we'll start with O. Before we get into Torah, the Echeret and Malchus, so the three Tzadah Shavah Shavah Kulam is their own O. What it seems from the Mishnah, it's clear from the Mishnah, is that the number one Chiddush of the Mishnah, number one thing the Mishnah is teaching us, is that without an O, it's not a valid choice. That doesn't exist. That's not available. You can't not have an O. You can choose to have an O, and if you're choosing, then generally you can choose the more. What is it when a person chooses? He chooses the better one. If you opt out, you say, I don't choose. So then you may not get the best chelik. Somebody else might take it. You might be left with something a little second grade, third grade. But the first you said is that a person has to have an O. That's a given. Then we can talk about what is an O. This needs to be understood. What are you doing? I'll tell it to you further. a person doesn't recognize the value of her knowledge, then he can't carry it. Can't do it. The absolute necessity. Take a look at what's the most of an owl? Simple owl. It's an animal. Plow the field. You put an owl in the animal, plow the field. So there's a trained animal and there's an untrained animal. The trained animal has learned that he has makabel. He's makabel owl, and it's good for the master and good for the animal. The untrained animal hasn't come in contact yet with this idea of all. He hasn't been trained yet. And the natural tendency, understanding an animal doesn't have, natural tendency is that you throw it off. No animal accepts all the first time. Put it go. It's an international requirement. There's no difference in that, basically, between an animal and a human. A human also, why should you cover all? I have a case. It's misnagged to my definition of a value. One of the good men, we're all men, we're almost like that. We must be a free man. Free man, Kabbalah, given up my basic essence, it's a free man, Kabbalah, Hechtes. Hechtes. I'll do whatever you want, but tonight that I decide. But Kabbalah, that, you know, it could be Kedai, we'll sit down, we'll make a cheshbon, we'll see if it's worth it, but yeah, it's got risk, can they get it? But oh, that means you're the boss. Oh, one second, I'm a free man. I'll be a free man. You have to be cobbled up. So there's only two possibilities. And theoretically, there are three, but there's only two acceptable ones. Either it's precursor, and that doesn't work out very well in the end, or a person can be enforced, like the way, how do you get an animal from Kabbalah? You put the hole in, the animal tries to throw it off, and you bang him. You punish him. The animal doesn't get food, or gets hit, or whatever process they have, you know, carrot and stick process of training the animal to accept the hole. And so the animal gets it through its thick skull, and that it's worth it. And that you thought your natural tendency was, this is negative, throw it off. You learned the new thing, no, it's worth it. It's more negative to throw it off. And it's more positive than you thought if you don't throw it off. That's, it works. It works, and human beings can do that too. And sometimes it's necessary to work that way. You can train an animal, you can train a human being. But it's not exactly the best way of doing things. There's a different thing. A human being has something an animal can't do. An animal can't be macabre. An animal can be trained. That is worth it. And then he accepts it and becomes second devil. But a human being has the capability of being macabre. Macabre means, here, I'll help you put it on. I'm looking for that. That's good for me. I want that. You know, Ravenshin gave us a special kaya called Das, which gives us the capability of doing some very, very interesting things. And we can never come to. All on the surface, it sounds like something that's known as contrary to my self identity. And my very essence is a free man. What? I heard this once from Alden Revel. And he said that, explain me why you want the Makabal law. And if you can't, then you are not the Makabal. So it's a simple equation. Unless you have somebody sitting around with a stick. And nowadays it's not very common. Sometimes in Shiri Ketana, so I have a Mishkech that has a stick, a word stick, but the, yes, and this authority stick. But that lasts till around 16. But like from then until 85, we're the sticks. There's no sticks. So there's nobody training us. And if we can't explain. We don't have the das. And we won't train. Then we have to realize that we're perkeo. It's a necessity. It's a simple equation. If you don't have bedas that you're makabel all, and you don't have somebody enforcing, training you into it, it could be that you were trained as a youth, just like the animal doesn't have to be hit anymore. So the people got very, very good cleaners as a youth, so now it can go on automatic pilot for the rest of their life. It's not, you know, it's a very good madriga. I know that. I come to that, right? And we have to try to accomplish that to the degree that it's positive in the people that we are under us, the children, to train, to the degree that it's positive. But the real Rotzim Shemayim is the Shem of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah means that a person builds something, a treif. It's in Vakish, Dor Hazeh, because this is what I need. Why in the world should I go into that? Who is this? What was it good for me? It's necessary evil. Necessary evil, a person named Makabal Barosa. Necessary evil, a person named Makabal, because that, the necessity of it, right, is the stick. That informs and trains me. I know that if not, I'm going to get it. It's going to be worse. That's not Makabal. That's bending to just give me a chance that I can think that I'll need it, I'll throw it off. So I'm going to help put it off. So why? First of all, what's it good for? It's the definition of all. And the definition of all is not the restrainment of all. The all, the quality of all, the necessity of all, the positive aspect of all, which every person who's a bad das should be out to make sure that under all circumstances he has, is the force that a person needs to bring his koyach, his capabilities in a koyach l'apoyel. Let's go back to the bull that has to plow the field. It's an animal, a horse, whatever it is, mule, whatever you're using. They have tremendous physical koyachos. And it has the capability of doing tremendous positive production in the world. It can create food. It can produce what the animals eat, when human beings eat. It can be the work of the field that the animal can do is way, way beyond what any human being can do before using that. The physical capabilities of these animals are tremendous. And he doesn't have the capability of bringing out those characteristics in a way that's going to cause the ultimate constructive to Ellis that can come out from those powers. The O is the guidance, is the direction, is the miyasha. It keeps the animal going down a straight line. Every person has his kuchis. I haven't ever met a real evil person. Some of them, they don't exist. If they are, they don't, not necessarily. Okay. You have to go to different mountains or whatever. They have some of them. But stand by the Amcho, you don't find even by the Hilonia, you don't find evil people. You find people where kochos are going to waste, that you find are Zelonaim. The most awful, awful tragedy of the world, absolute, absolute tragedy of the world, is wasted human capabilities. There's no difference, b'ikaron, between what we started this year with, a person who was uprooted at the age of 32 and not allowed to go further, and a person who went through all his life in a way that most of his characters went down the drain. You have the same nevela, you have the same nevola of human capability that was not given the opportunity to give off its fruit, to give off its capabilities. The O is a necessary, not a necessary evil, but a necessary catalyst between a person's capabilities and the world where those capabilities have to address. Nobody exists in a vacuum. Nobody exists in a self-defining and self-fulfilling environment. All the koichos that a person are given are part of the world plan, are part of the major master plan of the Ribono Shel Olam in the more major way, or the lower levels, or in the total reality of the world that he lives in. And all of those koichos have meaning mainly beyond the borders of his own existence. One of the most crippling of ideas is when a person tries to find fulfillment of his capabilities defined by the narrow I, defined by the narrow existence of his own little cocoon. The pillar, and this you see the godless of the Ribono Shel Olam, that every human being, from the biggest, greatest, to the littlest, right, is a world power. Every human being, even a goy, is a world power. What's the reason why we have to work? Which pasuk? What's the reason why we have to bring children into work? Why is it important for the Ribono Shel Olam to have 5 billion Chinese? I don't know the whole answer for it. I don't know. But I do know which pasuk goes on. Ribono Shel Olam says they didn't create the world that should be empty. He wanted it to be settled. There's a master plan that requires an insolence, a being maitzim mekoyach lepoel, all that exists in the world. What that is for, so we don't have all the answers. We only have a few of them. But under what pasuk is the responsibility to work in the world? Number one, the idea is l'shev zitzor. The altar l'shomer of other religion called him chet. Vali was on his level. But the idea of altar l'shomer on his level was that the world, the lasses, that the revolution created the world, that man has to, as it were, complete the revolution's work. The revolution left a little pina, a little area that we, with our prayer, with our capabilities, should be bring out the revolution's world to its completion. The revolution handed us a piece of his creation. He said, here, I did 99.99%, and now whatever is left, you have to put it in your hands. When you put it in your hand, I'll do 99% of that too. But you'll do yours. There is a piece. After all the 99s that you say, there is a piece. And that's what it's all about. This is true on every level. From the highest level of Adam Rishon level of Lashomer, that he had the totality of all of the tachlis of all of the world, of all of mankind, for all time, in one day. If he had the law of the Lashomer, if he made it through the couple hours, 3 hours back, till Shabbos, without any missteps, so he would have completed the task for everything. So that's pretty. A big law of the Lashomer. And then there's the tiniest level of some Taiwanian person somewhere off in the world who brings another child into the world and somehow is also part of the Brahman's master plan that he wants the world to be settled. Every advancement, every creation, whatever they're not creation, but the every development in all forms that the human mind, the human koiches, the human brings out, is all somehow part of the Ribono Shel Olam. The mission, the subject of the mission is that the world exists on different levels. They all have value. They all are real. But there is a hierarchy. And there are special privileges for those who go the first class. There are different levels. There are different ways. There are different approaches. All, in general, is meaning, makabal all will say. All means that a person is in a format. This person is in a situation which allows him, which enables him to use the koichos the Ribono Shel Olam gave him to fulfill his role in the earth. Well, his role of filling another, put another block on the version of his world. Another step, another, whatever that person's capabilities are in fulfilling the world's plan of redemption. Kabbalah's all is the human capability of recognizing this quality. So why do I have to have an all? I'll do it from free choice. So what are you telling me? Do I have to bring out my kodesh, my kodesh ha'pel? Not that idea. That's his own business. Right? I'll do it without it all. No, you won't. No, you won't. Can't be done. Why? If a person would be involved in his own job, a person has his business. His own business. And he's out to make it work. He doesn't need any else. He can be up to 3 in the morning. He can be sitting in dead tired and on and falling asleep, but mind's still working. Tomorrow I have this idea, that idea, maybe I'll try this, maybe I'll try that, hire this guy, fire that guy. He's involved. Why? Because the world that he's dealing with, the goals that he's dealing with are self-defined. It is his world, his job, his business. It's all it's all defined by his identity. It's just an extension. So he has within him the capability of harnessing his capabilities defined by the goal. What's the goal? The goal is also him. The goal is also defined within his own parameters. But the Venetian didn't put us in the world that we should do our work. He put us in the world to do his work. Exactly the way that there's no animal in the world, right, who's going to be able to use its koichos to plow a field on its own. It can't be done. Why? Because in the animal you see these dual-level existence. The power is the pekoach that it was given. What's the most constructive use of the physical power of the mule, right, of the animal? Right? To plow a field and create food. But there's no animal that can do that. Because the goal is beyond him. He needs something from above that can raise him to a higher definition beyond what he is in himself. The whole world is created that way. The Rebbeinu Shlom did the same thing to us. Right? All our capabilities are to fulfill the last phase of the Rebbeinu Shlom's work, his master plan. How can we harness ourselves to the Bohemian's master plan? It's not eternal. We don't have it from within. We don't even know what the goals are necessarily. Just like we don't know why you need 5 billion Chinese, we don't need why we know it ourselves. Who needs all of this? Every time a person gets into the intricacies of a different human being's life, the importance of his feelings, the importance of the koichos and nefesh that are developing, that are not developing, that should be, that are frustrated. You see such a huge world, right? And if you step back and see, this is so important. It's majorly important whether he does it this way or does it that way. If he has his feelings properly appreciated, good enough. But it's only like one human being out of even the little circle, 10,000 people around here. So it's like nothing. It's not so important. So is it very important? It's not important. How is it? The truth of the matter is that is the definition of a human being. Take it from the moshul of the animal. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave, just as a moshul, right? Moshul of gas, of our moshul. The Rebbeinu Shlom implanted in the animal koichos that have benefit well beyond the realm of what an animal is. So too, the Rebbeinu Shlom implanted in every human being cosmic koichos. Cosmic koichos. Every act, every machshava of yid, right, can create things that, besides what goes on that we can see and feel and hear and even talk about, there are things that go on in higher places that we don't know anything about, but they happen. Every mitzvah that a yid does creates worlds. That's two unbelievable things. The person's going to get upstairs Right? And he's going to see whole worlds. Right? If he walks in, he's going to be treated like the Melech. I like the Melech. I'm the Melech. Huge things, tremendously. Or he says, you created this. Right? He said, Omi. He said, Omi once. Right? He said, Bracha. The Omi says, it's yours. You made it. Achilat, the level of power, is what a person creates. He creates. It's a self-creating, self-fulfilling prophecy. On the other side is the other side, right? But it's big things. But we're only really human beings. We're not given the goals. We're not given the understanding to be like the president of the company and look above and see, well, this is what needs to be done. We're not the president, the Bnei Shalom is. Right? The Bnei Shalom is the one who's sitting in the control box. The Bnei Shalom is the one who created this. Well, this is his operation. We want to harness our klichos to fill a part in the Bnei Shalom's creation. How are we supposed to know how to do that? How are we capable of doing that? What shaychus do we have of... Really, we don't even know what the definitions are. We don't know what the goals are. We don't know what the structure is. Just like a shore can know an idea of brute strength, but the animal can know brute strength, but to know the fineness of the idea of a straight line and the difference between making a straight furrow and just running down the field, it's beyond the animal's strength. But the world was never made to be in little pieces. An animal is made to be part of a function of creating the food chain, right? When it needs an all to harness those cultures to higher levels. Come. You have a question?
I have many questions.
That's good. The human being was not made only for his own individual definitions. This is not his business. It's not his world. His local world, his internal world, is also not his little world. He's part of the Vengeance Master Plan. There's a requirement of having guidance from above, of having direction, having enforcement, having a connecting between the purpose that I have internally and the goals that they were really created for. Why can that come from within? Why does it have to come in the world in the form of an all? Because the goals are not from within. But this is not an unnatural all, like an enslavement process. Because that, in fact, is what the original places were given for. Just like if the animal get up and want to say, what's this business of me plowing with wheat for human people? Okay? I'm a free animal. And I'm going to just do things in animal terms. So he, probably in the end he won't have what he did. But the essence of the animal, the reason why it was created for, the purpose that it was given, were to be connected up to higher forms of life, to be as one harmony, the creative capabilities that it has. If you separate it off from the human guidance of the old and the animal, but it has no capability of taking that brute strength and bringing out its tremendous capabilities in its what it can produce. Same thing, the human being. The klichos were given to us, were implanted in us. The klichos are tremendous klichos. The klichos go beyond the level of the individual own recognition, own capabilities of understanding, the own level of the person's world. In order for the klichos to come out, for them to be what they really are the Bnei Shalom's klichos. They really are part of the Bnei Shalom's creation. They really are part, a hemshech of Maisei Elokim. The Bnei Shalom create the world, and Christ has the path from the kinds of the Bnei Shalom created the world in an unfinished process, an unfinished state, in order that he gave over that the human being can finalize, can complete the process. What? The Bereshit's action, my actions are one hemshich. Hey, how does it? They don't seem to be on the same plane, the clock. Maisa Elokim and Maisa Adam, what? How do they relate as a part of a whole, one whole? This upstaging, the capability of upstaging to being beyond what a person's internal identity is the concept of Kabbalah's all. But we have to understand that this upstaging is not an unnatural process. That's exactly the natural process. A human being was created, and his essence is to be more than a human being, to create the relational work. That's what a human being really is. In order for him to do that, he needs all. Now, this is true on all levels. That was the problem. It's not already in the Mishnah. We've been in the Mishnah the whole time, but now we can just go back now and see what the Mishnah is telling us. The world, the Mishnah gives us three types of olds, three olds available. Ol Be'echeretz, Ol Malchus, and Ol Teh. The three realms, the three Malchus, the three levels of existence that the world can be split up into. Again, always these things are macro and micro, it's always the same thing, just on a different pattern, different level, with the same basic breakdown of the three levels. We've spoken about three levels, we've spoken about this many times, the threes. But here we have, so we're connected up to all the regular standard three threes. The world exists on Be'emes, on three basic anhabas. The anhabi rishayna, the lowest level of the world, it's called olam hateva. This is something you can put in a test tube that has seemingly fixed rules and regulations. It has the limitations of being totally physical. On the surface, it seems to be non-ending cycles. That they don't have really a goal. Their goal is in the continuum. On the level of Teva, as long as something continues to spin, as long as it's going around the circle, all of the cycles, the biological cycles, chemical cycles, all the different levels of cycles that are all in the world, they exist because they exist. As soon as they stop, then they cease to exist. Stopping is death for them. The whole existence is the continuum. More. Right. This is called the Olam HaTeva. That's the bottom layer of the world. And there's an all in there too. That all is called all there. On the surface, the nicer we do there, I work to make a panasa. And I have a panasa, so I can live. And I live to work to make a panasa. And as long as I can keep this up, then I call it, how do people call it? Machalevi. Making a livelihood. This is that musik of chius. It's chius, that's definition is continual. As soon as you break off the thing, it doesn't function anymore. Echonami, it dies. If you break the cycle. So you have to make more. Circles may not be going around the same circle, they can get a little big each time go around the cycle. There's all kinds of different forms of inflationary forces, like Yeshle Monoids and Messiah, how many different forces that can get involved in the process. But the process itself, even without any Yetzirah is machine, but the essence of the process, Chmacha Leibin, what does it mean? It means that I have a series of required cycles of existence. I work to earn, I earn to spend, I spend to eat, I eat to work, go around the cycle any way you like. And if you want to have a living, you have to go down this, the path of rat race nowadays. Right? You have to, you know, make sure you keep running around that trap. You got to keep it spinning. As long as you're spinning, you're called that you're viable. You're a successful human being because you're spinning the wheel. And as soon as you don't spin the wheel so good, so then the wheel spits you out. In one form or the other. They're different forms. But the whole other, that's called Ol Becher. So Ol Becher is not necessarily a negative thing. It can produce tremendous, tremendous positive developments. Now you have to talk about what's the need for all these developments. That's another question. Right? But the Rebbe Hashem's master plan, the Kohelis, the Russian plan is clearly, the Rebbe Hashem wants all this. The Rebbe Hashem wants that there should be skyscrapers, and he wants there should be computers, and he wants all of this. Why? For the same reason he needs 5 billion Chinese. Probably some related reason. Right? It goes under the same process. The Shev is his. All of the quakers of the world, I don't know, but all of the quakers of the world he wants them to bring, on all levels. He wants all of the agricultural land to be producing. And he wants all of the capabilities of all of the chemicals that are put out in the world to be found out what you can do with it and use it. And he wants all of the energies throughout the world to be harnessed. Right? He wants all of this. Why? There's a basic reason that we don't have all the answers to, but it goes into the process of the Shevis itself. All that he created was created that human beings should take Mekwechel upon as part of his master plan. Why? This rat race, the Cheres process, has to look around you. Let's look back at our mission after the Cher, okay? Until today. Human beings have done that job. Okay? Look at everything. I mean, I don't know what relative what could have been without wars and armament. I really did with you, you know, relative to what the possibilities were we were holding. Right? But Sacha Kol, just take, go to some museum or some place where they have it mapped out for you. And take off the computer part and start with it. Right? But just the development of the last 1,000 years. Right? Just take the last 1,000 years, okay? They're all right. Not bad. Right? Nice thing. They've developed. Right? Yeah, but they came in. Hey, eventually, you gave us wheat and we produced bread. You gave us, I don't know, where did he give us electricity? And look, we even know. He created the development. What produced it? Almost all of it. I don't know if all of it, but almost all of it was produced by all the things. Major portion. Vadai wasn't totally done. There is another major force in the world, which is the second level of existence. This is already a non-totally physical level, although it's all Olam Hazeh. And that's the human element. The human element, the koyach of bechira, the koyach of going outside of an enforced cycle, self-predetermined cycle, and by choice, and by decision, and by goal deciding where I'm entering, so you're going down a line instead of a circle. Right? I have a starting point, I have an end point, and I have a process of how I get there. You don't have that in Teva, you have that in the human procedure. This is called Ol Malchus. Malchus is the capability. This can be, it can be Melech al Malchun. You have to be, if you want to be a Melech of others, you better start being a Melech in yourself. Right? It's called Ol Malchus. Chir. Chir, the capability of making Chir to an intelligent choice, proper choice. We have to know the difference between Chaim and Mavis, like we discussed many times. And the fact that Chaim is b'chorei from better than Mavis. That's the choice that's available. The capability of making proper choices. Proper on every level, whatever we call it. We're not going into now what level. The human capability of making intelligent choices.
Because of the angels.
Yeah. We learned that Mishnah Rura, all Malchus is something that relates to going even to us. When we are Golus, we must follow B'shloim Mishnah Malchus. Because that keeps society running. You need that. It's a positive force. It's a step up from the rat race. It's a step up from the Teva, all of the Teva levels of the cycle. It's still Orgamas there. But especially if you want to talk about the I never thought about it exactly. To what percentage of the positive production that has been developed that there is in the world can be marked up to the rat race, and what marked to government Malchus guidance of powers to positive results? I'm sure there's the world can be split up. Probably not very clear black lines in the middle over there. But Vada, you take out the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, and we find a very interesting Yisoid about Ol Malchus. The Yisoid of Ol Malchus is that the process can work even if the tent wasn't exactly Lishma. The Romans, for example, came to the Bnei Shalom, will come to the Bnei Shalom also globally. And the one the Vashem sits with the Sefer Torah in his lap, the Gemara says, and he says that whoever has this, and the Sefer Torah is the master plan. Right? Whoever has a chelik in the master plan should come, now it's collection day, you can come bring in your receipts. So Rome walls in, and says, I make roads. Receipts. I make roads. So the Vashem says, Rashi. Don't say Shlita. What is the, and they knew how to say the pshat, well, they just didn't do it that way. All of the creations of roads that go out in the world, right, are part of the process of the learning of Torah, and all the meanings of learning of Torah. It is part of the master plan. If they had intended that, if they had realized it, then it would be a valid claim. They can come with their roads. The Bnei Shalom, just like Oder Chetz, he has a Yetzirah in charge of making sure that the world keeps running down the Oder Chetz path. The Ishus Rehoi. Kimos Ish Mechavere. All of the production of the world is Ufkad B'idei HaYetzirah. The Pasuk is the Chazal say it on the Pasuk, Tei Mo'id Tei Zei Yitzah Tei, Mo'id Zei Yitzah, Vichy Yitzah Tei Mo'id. Elo, Lula Yitzah, Elo, Haya, Oda, Mesi, Isha, Raya, Meredonim, Raya, Bring the Bakum, Raya, Vakula, Vakula. All of the productive activity on the two lower levels, all given over to this very, very trustworthy Pakid, called the Yitzah, who has kept the world functioning really nicely. Works. You can have all Malchus. Even Malchus HaRisho can function. You have to establish Lamisham Malchus HaRisho also. Because it functions, it works. It can produce. It's not a valid when you come to the Sefer Torah. When you come there, you want to, then it's not accepted. Because of Rosh. You have to realize the Chachila they can act. But as far as the creation, as far as the productive activity of it, yes, these two powers, the power of the Echetz and the power of Malchus, creates and develops tremendous development of the world, and you'd have to really make a study to split up what happened from this and what happens from that. But these are the two major wheels that society runs down the path of history on. That these are the Echetz and Malchus is what the oil that has taken human capabilities. And Limurot HaKol, after all the wars and all of the Shechitut and all of the negative that goes on, all of the tremendous positive development that the human being has produced over the last 2,000 years, these two wheels is what that chariot runs on. And they work. They are part of the Benjamin's passing point. But then a third level, that's Shuas, that's where all the Altair. Altair is the third level of existence. This is the neshama of the world. The master plan itself is the Tere. When you look at the world, you have to be a person of a very high level to look at the world and see the master plan. Same too, it's possible to look at the master plan and not see how the Chinese fit in. You don't necessarily see how even I saw fit in exactly. And a lot of times in the keem of the mitzvah, or the womb of the Torah, we don't see how this is a necessity, that this is part of the Bereshit's grand master plan. The fact that when you're at this point, you don't see that side, you see that side, you don't see this side, that doesn't take away from the essence of what goes on. The world is being produced, and is being constructed, and is being brought to its fulfillment, being brought to the Bereshit's intended purpose. They're brought to its final form, what the Bereshit intended that the human being should do, through all three of these processes. Ol Derech Eretz, Ol Malchus, and Ol Tzedek. Klai Yisrael was given a special role. Human being as a whole, Ol Yerushim Kodem Echad, had his avodah, the Lashon Ra, his mitzvah esay, mitzvah lois esay, his limud haTorah, and his derech eretz all wrapped up in one mouth of the Shabbat. Achrei Eched, he had three sons, and so forth throughout history until Christ or Avraham Avinu. Things were all one package. You can start from the patients, sons of other nations, and then you can go to the Madriga Beis, which is the different Beis, and then you can go to the three sons of Noach, Hefner, and Abel. And then it gets back to the three Ovos, and then it gets back to the three Ksorim in Christ. So Christ internalizes within itself all three of these processes. The old Berechets, the old Malchus, and the old Torah, is called Keset Torah, Keset Kun, and Keset Malchus. This is something that here the Maral clarifies on this Mishnah, a little bit Burmese. You put it together with some other Marals on, for example, on the Mishnah 3, Ksorim, so he clarifies this idea. Ol Malchus is the middle level, and that is the middle level of the human being, the lake level. Ol Torah is the higher level, the higher level. And the Ol Avodah of the Kohanim is the level of bringing up the lowest levels of the world and connecting it up to Tachlis. This on the simplest level is the idea of Korbanos. You take Chai, say Meir, Doimi, you through the process of Korbanos, and things are brought up to be, it's a pasuk, what should we say, Lachmai Hashem, the food of Rabbani Shalom. What does that mean? It needs to be clarified. But the whole life, and there's a connection between the lowest level of the world and the Rabbani Shalom. Right? The whole idea of Korbanos is that the Kohanim through their Avodah can raise the lowest, right? Bring in everything, all this can be brought into Avodah Hashem. Malchus is the Yisoid of Derech Eretz Klola. It's the Yisoid, of the Malchus Klola, that it can bring all of the human choice into positive, productive force. This is true in Malchus Umus also. Malchus is something that exists by Umus. We make a brach on the Malch Shalom. Leave Malach and the Yad Hashem. Malach is not supposed to be the business. Even a Goyish Malach. Right? Even nowadays, whatever they call these guys, the President of the United States. Not everybody, that's the Sayyid Shemayim who gets to be President of the United States. It's not possible. These are not possible Zachar. These aren't regular people, they have different rules. Why? Who? We know why they're Chinese. We know why Bush is president. We know the answers. The Rebbe Yishon has many drachim, has many kirchas, many ways how he produces his tachlis. Malchus by Klai Yisrael. Rather, that's a major portion of Tanakh, has one major message. If the Melech Tzadik, the whole door is a Tzadik. And the Melech Tzadik, You have a few tzaddikim, but the door is going to be in very sad shape. Well, it's all dependent on 1 year. Yeah. Like they say, the dog smells the worst at the head. Yeah. And it stinks from the cock. Where the melech is, he is the leader. He has the capability of the bechira klolos klais. To the point that even a tzaddik, Elio ran after Achav. Elio picked up his gospel and ran in front of Achav. Why? Because he wanted to teach us the Metzius. He's Elio Anogi and Achav is the Melech. He is a subject of Achav. The Metzius, it's not such a healthy Metzius. Afterwards he asked him to be taken to better worlds. But as long as he's in this world, he just pulled off Har Carmel. Now run up your garden and take a walk. Why? Because you're an Eved of Achav. Because Klaiso right now, he's the Melech and you're the Eved. How? The only player you can have such a thing that everyone knows yet. Yeah. Because Metzius is Metzius, whether it's good or bad, and Perry recognizes all of the realities. If Eliyahu would not run the forward, he would be a murdered the Malchus and behind me. Yeah, he said that this is an unacceptable form of existence. He said, I can't live that way. Yeah. He was Mekhaimus here, then he asked the bunch of like, well, maybe you can give over the job to somebody else. I'd like to go home. Enough of this. It's not acceptable. But Be'etzen, not because of that, because of Klaiyfo. Be'etzen, the tzaddik exists in the world of the milk. Because we've talked 100 times about this. Klaiyfo is one existence, it's one human being. A person has a sickness in his brain, the hand can't become the brain. The hand will have to be a tremendous hand, but the brain's sick. So he's a tremendous hand in the sick body. Has a brain that's sick. But he has to function as long as the functioning is possible within the realm of that existence. The melech is the boicha, is the guiding force, is the kriveya, the yisoid of the existence of the whole structure. Right? Malchus, Raja, Kuruna, Avoida, the capability of uplifting, connecting the Ulamel and the Ulamel, connecting the their heads. Terrorist there. Chetan Rishon, one of the kids there, we just put it all together, chat in the Mishnah. Chetan Rishon caused that these three should separate into little pieces. It caused that the further you go down the line, the higher it is to come, the positive form of things. The tremendous level of kahuna is that it can take the echez and turn it into kedusha. Because without kahuna, the echez doesn't necessarily, the chalal, seem to relate to kedusha. As a matter of fact, it can be a source of a lot of the major problems. Malchus is so intrinsically positive that even Rishis alone can't be mafkia the Toyiv of it. Right. That's what we had the Mishnah before, that Heli Spal B'Shnodosh HaMalchus. Malchus HaRosh are the worst Malchus in the world, but Ishis HaVeir Chaim Blo, you don't have. It functions, it keeps society functioning. Until the point that it ceases to be a Malchus. So then, that's the end of the society. Society falls apart and you have the next Malchus called. As long as it is a Malchus, right, it's so intrinsically positive, it's a step up. It's got more positive in its essence that even the bad intentions can eliminate. The Malchus produces tremendous production. All the Roman roads and all of the Malchus produces. When you walk all of the evil intentions, it produces. It's a step up. The Torah is the neshama of the world. So Klal Yisrael was given the capability, the responsibility of being the neshama of the world. Playing the role of being machnis, the world to its topless from the top, from the master plan down instead of from the ground up. From being machnis more of the Kerech Ruchni of Torah into the world, that it's the energy source, that's the source of all of the tikkun, that's the source of all of the powers that cause everything else should work out. A person who's makabel of all Torah has, so it's not a schar that you do a good thing so I throw you a bone. He's eliminated the need for the klala aspect of the lower levels of the oil that were prior to Chatan HaMeishah. In Torah, when a person can be zeicher to the kabbalas al Torah, to the degree that such a statement can be made, he returns to the matzah of the HaMeishah Kiyanach. It's lo bidiyuk. It's not exactly like that. It's late, we can't say. It's taken longer than I thought. It's a common experience. Well, not sure. The Kabbalah's alteria, when a person recognizes Makabal alteria, he recognizes there are three, there's old Panessa, there's old Malthus, there's alteria. And he's Makabal Berotzen. The Nasa, the Nishma, Klaiso, the Kabbalah's alteria, Omaku Shemaina, the Kabbalah's alteria. The Makabal, that this is the fitting all that will, that is the glove that fits on my clothes. Christ so carries with it, all human beings carry superhuman clothes. But Christ so carries the clothes that are described as Yisrael, Varais, and Kuchibrik, Lachana. Mamish one continuum. That koyach, the catalyst between the Maisa Rukim and the Maisa Oro, that enables Ksava Rukim to be written on Maisa Oro, Ruchos Shnius especially. Moshe Rabbeinu brings Ruchos and the Bunch of the Ksava. How does Ksava Rukim, Ksava Rukim on Maisa Rukim, I understand. But Ksava Rukim on Maisa Oro, what kind of shit is that? Ksav Rukim al Maisa Shur, there's a greater difference between Maisa Ksav Rukim and Maisa Olam there is within Olam Yishor. But the Klai Yisrael has that Klech to be the fulfillment of the continuum of the Tzayin Shemayim, the fulfillment of the Tzayin Shemayim, that the Olam can do godly acts. Acts that are Roy to become Mamish one Dover. Ksava Rukim and Maisa Olam. Ruchos Nius are Ksava Rukim and Maisa Olam. Mamish one is Ruchos Nius Odom Velukim and Ke'echa. Ruchos Nius. Odom Velukim and Ke'echa. That's the Ke'echa prayer. Klaius of Ke'ech is not going around any of the secondary routes of through the Dechaz and others we can go. Our Ke'echas are to be Mamish Maisa Olam. To be representatives, ambassadors, but more than that, mamish shuruch orim kemoisei of the Vayelukim. The catalyst, that's machabe, the all that enables these koyches, these superhuman, mamish superhuman koyches, to be brought beyond human definition to Elohi definitions. That's what Torah is all about. A person's machabe of all Torah, he self-defines himself out of the need for the lower processes. And the plural process is all part of the same package. But me, somebody who defines himself out of that, is Marino, you know. So this is what we can do with the Koyachas that we have, the time that we have. It's the Yesoid that Ikya, we have to hear running to Shul, it's just, what are we? This is a name. Amati Rakimak, it's a Fushuk of Mahel. What kind of word is this? Sounds like a business. Amati Rakimak, if they would not have been the colors, Amati Rakimak. Yaakov Avinu, which is the Omer HaTorah, is called Kel. He has to, all these things need to be understood. He has a shame from Elokus. He has a shame. It's one, yeah, it's one Israel, the eyes of Bijibuku had. The koichos, the capability of superhuman existence that is the essence of human existence. The capability of makabo, of accepting upon ourselves, Berotzen, that catalyst which will bring out our own essence, is the natural, most natural choice that a person can make. If a person decides to cut off his head, so then he's going to have to function without it. It's going to look, you can decide that you want to be perik altered. So then, prevention doesn't say you die there. You say, okay, in this world he has other ways. He has other ways, you'll get there. You have to be malchus, dechet, sasabish. But the essence, which is the positive chelik, I mean, the shuah is here, and you say it, that you have to know you are. Why be Kabbalah Oteh? Kabbalah Oteh, because who are you? If your goals, if your mitzvah is, you want to be successful in your little understandings of what success means in your personal life, you don't need it. Then it's sometimes you get in the way. It's a heel, I understand. Shochnok sits with a stick and tells me I gotta do it. All right. And I got to go with you now. Okay, what's it? I'm used to it, yeah. But I should want it. If I want it, I have to see that it fulfills my essence. It's not something plastic. It's not something that's implanted on me from the outside. It's not an inflicting of somebody else's rotzen on me. It's not an evid in the negative sense. Evid leparai is the greatest type of infliction. So what do we do? B'nei Chayin means evid leparai, evid l'shem. Evid l'shem, why is that? So this is evid, that's evid. What's the difference? Because this evid is the existence, that's what we are. That's bad, so what good. So evid melech melech. Evid melech melech. I might be looking at that. How do we have the guidance? How do we have the koiches to bring such superhuman koiches out from ourselves? We have the koiches. The Vayishon gave us matan toyes, the matan toyes, and matan toyes, the premium. That all gives us the capability of becoming from human beings in the sense that we see a human being, into a human being in the sense that the Vayishon sees a human being. Amati Elokimah. You are chilek, you are mechuber, the Dvar Elokim, the Ksav Elokim is written as chokuk. It's fitting mamish as one essence with ma'ase oda. Becomes one that sees. Ma'ashim she'alpus, we should reserve the kolecha l'chum adizoto. As Shavuos, there's no mitzvah. Shavuos doesn't have mitzvah. What is Shavuos? The only mitzvah. The reason why there's no distractions. There's no other anything. Mitzvahs are afterwards. Aleph. Kabbalah's old day. Berotze. Kuli amalei pligi. That Berotzeh is being ami lechem. Now she explains. Because it's got to be Berotze. You got to get the goof dance. To be happy that you've been kabbal. Not inflicted and forced because of that. You gotta learn Torah with sin. You gotta learn Torah because you want to learn Torah. About it, sometimes you need to use a little stick also, and sometimes you need to cause those cautions to overcome Yetzirah, to overcome problems. But the Etzeh, the Libri Shalom, the Etzeh, what does he want? What do you want? The Etzeh, the Rashi is Etzeh, the Rotzen of being a Ben Torah, the Rotzen of being a Yisrael, Chelik of the there has to be a rotzei, a kabbal, all Torah, and rotzei, you see.